Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Cat Named Mo Show, the show Black Radio Weekly said was too white to review.
All right, Roland, I forgot we have my son and legend in here. You'll hear him on rejoins every now and then. I'm going to have him do a live rejoin. All right, legend, go. You're listening to the Cat Named Mo Show. No, you say it now. No, on the microphone, say it. Now you have to go real close to the microphone. Look at me.
You're listening to the Cat Named Mo Show.
The baddest MF-er around.
The baddest in ever around.
All right, I'll take that. All right, go play your game. That could have been real problematic.
Yeah, it was coming out.
Yeah, all right, you're done. We'll have to work these out break.
Probably should, yeah.
That was real close. Jerrica, please remind me later to tell you what I want you to do so that the listeners can call in and win a prize.
Okay.
We'll work it out. Now give me a minute to take a drink. All right, here we go. We're gonna be fast and loose. It's a beautiful Saturday. I'm not gonna burden you with crazy talk and this and that. You know, just real life.
Okay.
And we're gonna talk about Jerrica skydiving. So you were on the, somebody was on your back, right? A guy was on your back.
Yeah. Definitely, I wouldn't do it by myself.
And that's skydiving?
Yeah. Oh. At any point, could you feel his junk up against?
How did I know this was coming?
I'm just saying. Did his junk align with your me cheeks?
No.
We need to know.
Yes. Okay, I will say.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
Hey, hold on. Calm down.
There was some backdoor action, yeah?
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So is that what it's like? So now I know I don't want to do it.
Exactly,
then.
Right? Yeah.
Are you done?
Yeah, turn your gay, Roland. Turn your gay. Now, there's anything wrong with that.
No,
I'm just saying, that tandem jumping, that's how half the guys became gay in America.
Is that it?
Tandem jumping.
Tandem jumping.
Yeah, it's not always you're born that way. Sometimes you just jump out of a plane with a guy on your back.
Next thing you know.
Next thing you know, yeah. You're going to musicals.
God.
What, Jerrica?
Hamburger Mary's.
Hey, Hamburger Mary's is great. Okay, so how long did this friction last? What was going on there?
Okay. So first of all, I didn't feel anything necessarily, but you are very, very close with that person.
Yeah,
like
you
literally
are.
Skin to skin if you didn't have clothes on.
Right.
Yeah, you are.
But I didn't feel anything.
Now, let me ask you something. Was he a handsome guy? Now this, we're talking about Jerrica who went skydiving for the first, which is a ridiculous endeavor.
So much fun.
Won't talk about that. Listen. You know what it is, right? Yard dog ain't hitting it right.
Wow.
He ain't hitting it like Hoppy's Melissa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you something, fellas. If your girl has to jump out of a plane for a thrill, you ain't hitting it right.
Not doing something right.
All right. That's real talk right there, Roland. You are not. If she has to risk her life to get a thrill, you ain't hitting it right.
Amen.
So we've established that yard dog has no idea what he's doing in the bedroom.
We have not established
that. Oh, we absolutely have.
So, moving on.
I'll direct this interview. I got this. I'm a pro at this. Okay, so how was he when you first saw him? You met him the first time that Sunday, right? Now, did you have a choice of instructors or no?
No.
So
they just call the name. They pick you.
They pick you. Oh, were you first picked?
No, I was actually part of the first plane because there was too many of us. We had to separate.
Was he handsome?
I mean, he's not my type, but he wasn't ugly.
What's your type?
No, but he was like hipster.
Why is a hipster?
Full of hair and beard and.
A hipster is not your type.
She's
tall
more
and skinny.
You don't. You tall and skinny is not your type.
Nope.
She's more.
And
into
my
dreads.
Boyfriend's my type.
Why is he short and dumpy?
Because he's.
What's the opposite of tall and skinny?
Tall and short and dumpy.
Okay, I guess I like the urban style.
With dreads?
Convict.
Oh, I was just, I'm looking at Mo and I'm thinking dreads, convict. Urban. Oh,
okay. We already know she loves me. Oh, okay. You have to have a couple of felonies on your sheet. If you're on paper, that makes it even better.
Sure.
Okay, I got it.
Ankle bracelet.
Really, you gotta have a rough neck. All right. But still, okay, so he's handsome. So there's the attraction there.
I mean, I didn't say necessarily he's handsome to die for.
Okay.
But he's not ugly.
Okay, so did he have to size you up? Did he have to pat you down to figure out how to align his body with yours?
Well, I mean, he didn't have to pat me down, but he put the rope, you know.
I bet he did. I bet he did, rope.
He strapped you onto him.
Okay. The rope, no, the rope had nothing to do with the tandem jump.
No, right. That was a different thing.
Okay, so.
So I was hooked onto him.
She was hooked, yeah, by the way.
Regardless, anything were. I say. Mm-hmm. So strapped, hooked on, you guys are going to say something. So.
It's not going to matter.
So he put the straps on my body by myself.
And then your feet were dangling?
And then once we got on the plane, you have to straddle the bench. And there's
two benches.
I bet
you did. I bet you
exactly.
Straddled
there's
it good,
I,
didn't you? You straddled it real good.
So anyway, so then he sits down and I
bench.
Sit down.
You know what you mean by, because I ain't never been in a plane with a bench on it rolling.
I've not seen that.
Yeah, absolutely not. You know exactly
what
you're
talking about. That's what the kids are calling it these days. Yeah, the bench.
Yeah, so you're straddling the bench, are you? Now let me
strap to this handsome hipster guy.
Yeah. I hate you guys.
Okay,
right
now listen to me. Listen to it. Okay,
it's not urban.
So you are. Let me ask something because I've never done this tandem jump, nor will I. So does he, before the plane takes off, does he strap himself to your body and walk with you to the plane? because that's what I imagine.
Her feet are dangling.
Yeah, he's walking and her feet are going up and down like a puppet as they walk to the plane. That's how I do it.
Swinging around.
Yeah, that's exactly how a brother would do it.
I mean, I weigh nothing, so I'm sure
exactly.
He could have did it.
That wasn't how it went. So you didn't sit in a plane straddled to him?
Okay. So I'm by myself, and then when you
is
get
is it just you and him in the plane?
No.
Well, what do you mean you're by yourself? You said you're by yourself.
I'm trying to explain.
Who's flying the plane? Okay, go ahead.
Who is flying the plane?
Exactly.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So you get on the plane by yourself, and then you straddle the bench, and you guys all have to back up against each other.
They call it docking up
So wait a minute. Because if I understand the configuration right, Roland, I mean, I'm no physicist,
right.
But I'm going to try and work this out. Not even sure that this has anything to do with physics. But if you are backed up against everybody, that means that your backside is pressed up against the guy and your front side is pressed up against
the guy. Like a sandwich.
Sounds like something.
Yeah, that's a pimp sandwich. That's what that is. All right, so you're on a plane in a pimp sandwich. Yes. Continue.
So before we got on the plane, obviously he instructed.
Pimp sandwich is so funny.
I'm sorry to derail it, but.
He's on a plane in a pimp sandwich. All right, go ahead.
That's a great name for a metal band.
Jerrica, you got to tell
so
the story now. People want to know.
Yeah, well, if you stop talking. So he told me what to do before we got on the plane. And then once we got on the plane, we went through it again. So, like, you have to, like, do – they count, and you, like, swing back, and you have to arch your back and put your head back.
Yeah,
so we kept practicing that.
Arch that back. Yeah. Were you wearing a bra?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter because you're strapped.
Okay.
But, all right.
So everything stays
listen,
there.
I'm a man of detail.
But he did mess with me because my straps were loose on my shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And so he and everybody played along with it. And he's like, these are not supposed to be loose. Oh, I grabbed the extra large, not the extra small. And I semi-freaked out.
Let me tell you something. If I'm paying for a tandem jump, don't be effing around.
For real. Yeah. Keep the jokes out of it.
Yeah, hipster doofus.
It's to calm you because your nerves are so crazy.
Really? Because you're jumping out of a plane? I wonder why.
And he's telling you that your straps are too loose.
Okay.
And that's going to calm you down?
Right. Well, he was just being funny. But yeah.
All right.
He called that foreplay.
And then he asked me if I wanted to pull the
I bet he did.
Pull his ripcord.
Parachute.
Yeah. That's no ripcord.
Hey. Is that how you got out of the pimp sandwich?
Yeah.
Pulling the ripcord.
Oh, that's exactly that's how you get out of a pimp sandwich.
No, you pull can't the do that in the plane.
All right, so you're on the plane. let's recap, Roland.
Yeah, please.
You're on a plane in a pimp sandwich yanking on a ripcord.
Okay.
Continue.
And your straps are too loose.
Yes. Okay. Continue.
So once we're all nice and strapped tightly together, everybody just slowly exits the plane. And
right.
You either slide off like from your booty
or you jump
off.
Uh-huh. How'd you do it?
I jumped off.
Oh, okay.
It was very scary. It literally feels, you know the feeling that you get when you're on a roller coaster and it's about to drop from the top?
No.
That's what it feels like times a million.
Okay. Now, if he had said that you had to, how can I say this in radio terms? Let me get scientific with it, Roland.
There you go.
That way I can't get in trouble with the
now
FCC.
Now that you said scientific.
If he said he's not going to pull the ripcord unless you latch on to his honker, that's science, Roland. Don't laugh.
I'm not.
That's science.
You're right. Sorry.
If he'd said, would you have done that? Would you have, in fact, latched on to his honker?
No.
You would have just died.
If I was going to die, then fine, maybe. But afterwards, he'd be in
fine
a lot
what?
Of pain because it wouldn't be a nice grab.
Okay, but fine what? You would have what?
Did what you just said.
Latched on to his honker?
If I had to.
Say it.
Latched on to his honker.
Yes. Mark the tape.
Yeah, mark that tape. All right. And then what are you going to do when it lands? Who are you going to beat up? You ain't going to be able to do that. All right. Okay. So none of that happened. All right.
None of that happened.
So you land. Now, when you unstrap it, do you kiss?
Wait, you missed an important part.
No, I really didn't.
Okay. Well, then maybe I guess you don't want to know that I sat on him.
Oh, let's go backwards. Apparently, I'm not done with this interview.
Right.
You sat on him in the air? How did
this? So after you free fall for about 30 seconds, then obviously you let the parachute go, and then you're kind of just like at a standstill, and you can navigate yourself left and right and do turns and cool things or whatever.
That's when I'm grabbing them by the pee.
Right.
That's when I'm going Trump on them at that point, because I ain't got nothing but time at this point. Nothing but time.
But then he
nothing
let me.
Nothing but time, Jerrica.
He let me
grab,
step.
Grab, grab.
He let me.
What are you going to do? Literally, what you going to do?
Not up there.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
He asked if I could breathe, and I said barely, because I was kind of freaking out at that
right.
point. So he
so
let me
So you can
step.
Hear him talking. You can hear,
a little bit, yeah. But there were certain signals that he would give me that he told me previously. Because we can't hear him all the time.
Right.
So I don't know what it was, but I was able to hear him after the free fall. It was more chill.
What was the signal for when he was done?
Really?
That was good.
Anyways, moving on. He told
that
me to
slick.
Step
like
on his feet.
Oh.
And so I stepped.
That's what she said. That was slick. I like that a lot. All right, sorry. All right, we're
doing okay. So I stepped on his feet.
Right.
You know, and then he said, like, basically to kind of, like, lean back. So I'm basically sitting on him.
Yeah,
and
you
then
are.
He loosened up my
you
straps.
You loosened up your top.
So that I
can
breathe a little bit
more.
Yeah,
this kid knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He ain't no dummy.
Yeah.
He ain't no dummy.
And then that was it. I got off his feet.
I
and
bet
then
you did.
I let
bet
me steer.
You did. Kid had to buy a new pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
had to get some new Chucks after that.
Yep.
He let me steer. And then when we were getting ready to leave...
that's another one they got.
She had the joystick rolling. She was steering with the joystick.
I hate you guys.
All right, stop it. This is serious. Okay. So, and then you land.
And then landing, I just put my feet straight up in the air as much as I could.
I bet you
and
did.
And he did the job.
I bet
just
you.
On
you
his
put your feet, wait,
and...
you put your feet straight up in the air and then he did the job?
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't. Are we done?
You heard it. She said,
I did.
I put my feet in the air. He did the job.
He did the job.
He did the job. Yeah, yes, you did. That is exactly what you said.
Oh, we'll play the tape.
Yeah, we can play the tape back if you want. Do we need to play the tape back? Did you say you put your feet in the air and he did the job?
I think I did.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
I didn't mean it that way, though.
So do you kiss after you're done?
No. My boyfriend was there anyways.
Doing what?
Being part of the
he was observing.
Raking the law.
Observing.
Yeah, we're raking the lawn to make sure people can land softly.
Oh.
That part of his work release just happened to coincide with her pimp sandwich. I think that's my boyfriend. Okay. Why didn't he jump?
Pimp sandwich.
Ankle bracelet?
No. At the you have to make a...
I know. It goes up in the air. It starts going off. Next thing you know, SWAT's out at the jump site. Okay, listen to me. All right. So why didn't he jump? Just out of curiosity.
He didn't jump because at the time, my cousin needed to know how many people were going, whatever. And so he didn't put his name in at the time.
But why?
But he says that he would do it if we do it again.
Whatever.
I don't know if I would do it
sounds
again.
Sounds like he's scared.
But we have plans to do it when my niece turns 18.
It sounds like he's scared. Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Okay.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, I was scared, so.
Yeah.
But you're brave because you went through it.
Can you imagine going into the arms of your boyfriend fresh out of a pimp sandwich?
Yeah.
Latching on to somebody's honker, steering the joystick.
Yeah, still sweaty.
Yeah. Oh, gross. Man.
How did he feel?
You're the man in a relationship, aren't you?
I'm just a strong woman.
See?
Uh-oh.
Can I call it or can I call it?
You nailed it.
Uh-huh. Yep. Absolutely.
No, he's just a lovely gentleman
when they
who
do, when
makes
they do,
me happy.
When they do reverse cowgirl, he's on top.
Okay. I think you're talking about Brian Hoppy. That's for later, not me. Not this one.
You know what I'm saying, Rose?
I just got the mental picture.
Yeah, wearing a cowgirl hat.
Yeah, it's all pink and stuff.
All right.
Why is it got to be pink? Why can't girls like purple?
Listen, thank you for a mildly entertaining story.
Whatever.
Well.
And I use mildly very carefully. All right, we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, because I promise you this cover of 500 Miles, we're going to have Kendra Morris, a national recording artist, in next week, and you have to hear this cover. The guy's name is, and I was talking about Kendra Morris, who does a cover of The Proclaimers, 500 Miles. I'll play a little bit of that to refresh your memory of that song, and then I'll play her cover, which is a drastically different reinterpretation, and she sings it with this, again, he's a rapper, singer, an older gentleman. His name is God Forbid. That's what he goes by.
Okay.
And you're either going to love his voice or you're going to hate it, much in the way you either love Jericho or you hate her. Oh, you know I love you. You know I love you.
Yes.
Don't you go anywhere. We'll have that and more when we return. Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.